We all know that Sauron went to Numenor towards the end of the Second Age, but did he take the One Ring with him? And if so, how did he get it back? Numenor was sunk in an act of God, so what's going on? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Let's start with the history. Always a good place to start when it comes to Tolkien. Sauron forged the One Ring around the year 1600 of the Second Age, after which followed the unravelling of his initial plan to control the elves through the other Rings of Power, his fallback plan to invade all of Middle-earth, picking up those Rings of Power along the way, his initial reversal in the War of the Elves and Sauron, which only happened once the Numenoreans got involved and pushed him all the way back to Mordor, and his distribution of the 16 Rings of Power he then had to dwarves and humans. After that, there were 1500 years or so of not peace, but less proactive aggression from Sauron, until he started moving against the Numenoreans on mainland Middle-earth and declared himself the King of Men. We pick up the story in the Silmarillion. Great was the anger of Ar-Pharazôn at these tidings, and as he pondered long in secret, his heart was filled with the desire of power unbounded and the sole dominion of his will. And he determined, without counsel of the Valar, or the aid of any wisdom but his own, that the title of King of Men he would himself claim, and would compel Sauron to become his vassal and his servant, for in his pride he deemed that no king should ever arise so mighty as to vie with the heir of Eärendil. Therefore he began in that time to smithy great hoard of weapons, and many ships of war he built, and stored them with his arms. And when all was made ready, he himself set sail with his host into the east. And Sauron came, even from his mighty tower of Barad-dûr he came, and made no offer of battle. For he perceived that the power and majesty of the kings of the sea surpassed all rumour of them. And Ar-Pharazôn decided that Sauron should be brought to Numenor, there to dwell as a hostage for himself and all his servants in Middle-earth. To this, Sauron assented as one constrained, yet in his secret thought he received it gladly, for it chimed indeed with his desire. The underlying narrative here is that Sauron wanted to be taken prisoner to Numenor so that he could work his way up from the depths of the prison to the heights of the throne room and bring Numenor down from within. Sauron was nothing if not confident in his own evil abilities, and to be fair, he was right to be confident. We read that such was the cunning of his mind and mouth, and the strength of his hidden will, that ere 3 years had passed, he had become closest to the secret counsels of the king, for flattery sweet as honey was ever on his tongue, and knowledge he had of many things yet unrevealed to men. It took just 3 years, and from that position of power and influence, he pushed Ar-Pharazôn to the decisions that led to the downfall of Numenor. But as you probably noticed in those passages we read, or the wider section of the Silmarillion, there is no mention of the One Ring. We only hear about it again after he is back in Mordor, when we read that there he took up again his great ring in Barad-dûr, and dwelt there, dark and silent, until he wrought himself a new guise, an image of malice and hatred made visible, and the eye of Sauron the Terrible few could endure. Does taking up his ring again mean that he didn't have it all that time in Numenor? That's certainly what some have speculated, that knowing he was going to be made prisoner and stripped of his possessions, Sauron left the ring somewhere hidden back in Mordor. Perhaps he backed himself to get his own way without his ring. Perhaps. But at the risk of answering the question I first set this early in the video, Tolkien did clarify that Sauron did take the ring. We read this in one of his letters. Ar-Pharazôn, as is told in The Downfall or Akalabeth, conquered or terrified Sauron's subjects, not Sauron. Sauron's personal surrender was voluntary and cunning. He got free transport to Numenor. He naturally had the One Ring, and so very soon dominated the minds and wills of most of the Numenoreans. I do not think Ar-Pharazôn knew anything about the One Ring. The elves kept the matter of the rings very secret, as long as they could. In any case, Ar-Pharazôn was not in communication with them. So Sauron took the ring to Numenor, and Pharazôn didn't confiscate it because he didn't know it was anything special. It doesn't look like anything special, after all. And when you think about it, this makes sense. He had poured so much of himself into the ring. Being without it would have weakened him, just as he set off on his own as a prisoner to an island full of enemies. Of course he took the ring. Tolkien doesn't mince his words here. It's all very straightforward. He naturally had the One Ring, so very soon dominated the minds and wills of most of the Numenoreans. It was that simple. The Numenoreans were the height of human civilization, but Sauron with the One Ring was next level. Sauron with the ring, well, that was power enough to manipulate an entire island continent into believing that they could take on the gods themselves. But if he did have the ring, and we know he did, how can it have survived? Sauron's physical body died, and it died so hard that he was only thereafter able to physically manifest himself as he was, an evil overlord. He escaped Numenor not in bodily form, but as a spirit. This is how Tolkien describes it. Sauron was not of mortal flesh, and though he was robbed now of that shape in which he had wrought so great an evil, so that he could never again appear fair to the eyes of men, yet his spirit arose out of the deep and passed as a shadow and a black wind over the sea, and came back to Middle-earth and to Mordor that was his home. How can a spirit, a shadow and a black wind, carry a physical object like the One Ring all that way over the sea? That's thousands of miles. Well, Tolkien, of course, had an answer to that, which he set out in one of his letters, and to be honest, he thinks it all rather straightforward. Though reduced, he says, to a spirit of hatred born on a dark wind, I do not think one need boggle at this spirit carrying off the One Ring, upon which his power of dominating minds now largely depended. In other words, of course the spirit could carry the ring with him. How? Well, we get a bit of a clarification in the nature of Middle-earth, and it's to do with the nature of beings within Tolkien's legendarium. We read that the Eldar held that spirits, the more as they had the more native inherent power, could emit their influence to make contact with or act upon things exterior to themselves, primarily upon other spirits or other incarnate persons, via their fear, their soul. But also, in the case of great spirits, such as the Valar or Greater Maiar, directly upon physical things, without the mediacy of bodies normally necessary in the case of Faerundi or incarnates. Sauron is clearly a Greater Maiar, so was able to do that, influence physical things through his own spiritual being. Lesser spiritual beings could do it too, but to a lesser extent. If this sounds like a weird quirk in Tolkien's world, it actually isn't. It's something present in so many stories in our own world. Ghosts making rooms go cold, poltergeists throwing things around and so on. And it's there in small ways, in plain sight in The Lord of the Rings too. The Ringwraiths are wraiths, spiritual beings, but they hold weapons, ride horses and wear armour. The Witch King even has a crown atop his invisible wraith head. For Tolkien, the spiritual and physical planes are separate, but the one can impact on the other. Spiritual beings interact with the world and are a part of reality. So, did Sauron take the One Ring to Numenor? Yes, 100%. He used it with great power to bring down an entire civilization. And then, as a shadow and a black wind, he carried it back to Mordor, where he put it on again to plan his next move. From the moment it was forged, the One Ring was central to everything Sauron did. He wouldn't be without it. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.